Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana. Boy, are we in for a treat tonight. It's Your Money with David Hayes. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Of course, Thursday night's live edition here on the station, and then Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Ed Slott, the country's IRA expert, according to the Wall Street Journal, the founder of IRAhelp.com, and the Elite Advisor Group that I'm part of will be joining us on the show in just a few minutes. But before that, going to do a little news of the week brought to you by my new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, a resource for adults ages 50 and older. You can get it from any online retailer. On Thursday, the S&P 500 index closed at an all-time high, halting three sessions of sliding as Microsoft and Apple led the rally in technology shares and the weaker dollar spurred gains in multinational companies. The S&P 500 gained for the first time this week after ending a little unchanged on Wednesday amid weaker-than-forecasted retail sales and as corporate deal activity was overshadowed by a concern that the fixed income sell-off was not over. According to By the Numbers, did you know the split between up and down days for the S&P 500 is 49-51 for the last 100 days of trading, 55-45 up to down in the last 1,000 trading days, and 53-47 over the last 10,000 trading days. Try to time that one, sucka. The Euro creditors met on Monday to decide whether or not to release all or part of the 7.2 billion euros to Greece, a decision that would be impacted, of course, by the economic reforms initiated by the Greeks. Without the loan, Greece may find it very difficult to not default. Of course, according to Fortune.com, Greece is starting to talk some turkey. As the country lurches a little closer to default, the country's flamboyant and polarizing finance minister broke one of the key taboos over its debt talk on Thursday, calling for the rescheduling of two big debt payments in July. On July 20th, Greece has to redeem they have to redeem 3.46 billion, that's with a B, euros, and they're currently held by the European Central Bank. And then with a month after that, it faces another similar redemption of 3.19 billion. That's pretty big. Failure to pay the ECB would be bad and make it pretty much impossible for the ECB to carry on any further lending to the Greek banks. The government said earlier this week it's still running a primary budget surplus, of course, before debt service costs. The ECB, Draghi says, they will not stop short of printing money. The European Central Bank will not stop short in rolling out its trillion euro plus printing money scheme, its president said on Thursday. Draghi said that although the ECB's 60 billion euro a month of purchases, chiefly of government bonds, were lifting asset prices and confidence, he also wanted them to boost investment and price inflation. Sound familiar? Big changes coming soon for high-income earners when it comes to Medicare benefits, according to Investment News. High-income Medicare beneficiaries, they've already been paying for more of their part of Medicare Part B and D coverage for several years in the form of income-related monthly adjustments. But as a result of a new bill that sailed through Congress with bipartisan support and was signed into law by the president in mid-April, the cost for upper-income beneficiaries of Medicare will increase very, very soon. It's called the Doc Fix Law. The major focus was to permanently repair the long-broken method of paying doctors under Medicare, secure permanent funding for low-income Medicare recipients, and ensure that children will be able to get access to health coverage. Buried in there are basically these new tiered systems that is going to require people that make over a certain amount of money pay more of their Medicare premiums. Right now, you pay about $104 a month for Medicare Part B. That's only 25% of the actual cost. So the actual cost is closer to $416. So if you make over $85,000 as a single person on Medicare, $170,000 if married, then you're going to start paying a larger part of that Medicare premium. So if that's you, talk with your financial advisor, and they'll certainly help you figure out some ways to minimize that reportable income and bring those Medicare premiums down. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the famous Ed Slott, my good friend and, of course, the best-selling author and public television star. We'll be back with Ed Slott. This is Your Money with David Hayes.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's Your Money with David Hayes
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
right, welcome back, everyone. Your Money with David Hayes. I told you that this was coming, and he's now live with me on the telephone, Ed Slott. The Wall Street Journal calls him the IRA expert. Of course, he's the founder of IRAhelp.com and the founder of the Elite IRA Advisor Group, which I was part of that very founding group. So, Ed, thanks for taking the time to be on the big show again.
Great to be back here, Dave.
I know it's 6 o'clock on the East Coast, just like it's 6 o'clock here, and a long day, I'm sure, behind you. So,
yeah, what coast are you on again?
I'm in the Midwest. You know that. There's something that Ed loves about the Midwest. It happens to be right downtown Indianapolis at St. Elmo's Steakhouse.
You
and
bet.
Everybody knows it. It's the shrimp cocktail.
Ed, so. The steak's pretty good. I was going to say it's not the steak. But
he almost likes the shrimp cocktail more than he likes talking about IRAs, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, Ed, I know you, of course, wrote the book, the one that hooked me back in, years ago, The Retirement Savings Time Bomb and How to Diffuse It, Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune, The Decision Retirement Guide. But also, on public television, you've had now, I think, 3 or maybe going on 4 specials. The one for 2015 is Ed Slott's Retirement Roadmap. That has really gained some traction nationally, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's been getting more distribution and exposure all over the country than any of our other shows. And it shows that the population is moving through the pipeline, and more people are realizing, hey, you know, I worked hard for 30, 40 years. I mean, the only reason you have a 401k or an IRA of any substance is because you worked, saved, built, and invested. And the reason you did that probably is so you can have money to enjoy or spend or even pass on, but to have it in retirement. But the thing is, most people don't realize that, wait a minute, when I move from accumulating, working, and investing to taking the money out, everything changes. Now I have to deal with taxes, how much to take out, all these complicated tax rules that apply to most 401ks and IRAs. So now you're in a different place. So I focus on those issues, which most people that when I see people on the road that have seen the show, they say, wow, I never thought of that. I was just had my head down. I was working, saving, and all of a sudden I've got this big 401k or now it's in an IRA. And I realize this applies to me. So it's applying to more people than ever before as the aging baby boomers are coming up there. Some are already there. And realize they need a plan or what I call an exit strategy to get that money out. And most people don't have that. And most advisors don't address that. Most advisors, as you know, Dave, help people build money, and that's great. But if you lose, you know, I don't care if you made 30% a year for 30 years. If you lose it on the way out to tax mistakes, what have you done? You built a savings account for the government. And that's why people need to work with advisors who are specialists, like Dave is. You mentioned the Elite IRA Advisor Group, which you, as was one of our founding, you were one of our founding members. And that's an advanced educational study group for the less than 1% of advisors in the country that have that knowledge who address these critical distribution issues that apply to millions of people. I'm amazed that more advisors don't have this knowledge.
I think you said it best, Ed, that the accumulation phase is kind of like halftime of the football
yep.
game, and it's really the end of the game that matters.
Right. You know the old saying in football, the score at halftime doesn't matter. Give me the score at the end of the game, and then I'll tell you who won.
That's right. You know, I know the public television specials have been very popular. Here in the Midwest, we've seen it a few times out of the Indianapolis station, but I can tell you that people that travel around will watch this, whether it's out. I had a couple that was out in the Philadelphia area. I had a couple that was out in Florida. In fact, I saw it once in Florida, and folks will come back and say, hey, I saw this guy, Ed Slott. Isn't that the guy that's been on your radio show? So, you know, it does actually gain a little bit of traction. Now,
You
know, as you talk about doing all this stuff and getting the word out, Ed, I mean, your mission has always been the same, and that's to match or to educate consumers and match them with competent advisors, and that really hasn't changed, has it?
No, and to educate both groups. Advisors need the education, and it's dangerous. When I say 99% of advisors don't have that specialized knowledge, if you're listening to this, you may be a good chance you're one of the 99% that has the advisor that can't take you through the second half of the game where you could make devastating and unforgiving tax mistakes. The tax code is very rigid in this area, and that's why you really need a specialist. And that's why I created the Elite IRA Advisor Group, to create advisors that have specialized knowledge, like David Hayes and about 400 others throughout the country. And if you would like to see a list, you just go to my website, IRAHELP.com, and you can find out more about that. But if I were somebody heading to retire or already there, I would want to know that my advisor knows what I need them to know so I don't make a mistake. You won't get a second chance to get it right.
There's no do-overs in this business, that's for sure.
No.
Ed Slott's my guest, and of course, he is the founder of IRAHELP.com. And Ed gave me a killer quote for my new book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. And Ed, I want to thank you publicly for that.
Oh, no, I have it right in front of me. I was looking through it today, matter of fact.
Well, if I know Ed, he's got it opened up, marked up, because he's a reader and a highlighter. So I appreciate it very much. Of course, Mary Beth Franklin, a friend of both of ours, also
right.
gave us a great quote for the back. So Ed inspired me over many years to become a better advisor. And, you know, when folks say, you know, how much did it cost you to get through college? I say, you know what, back then it was about $6,000 a year. Now, you've had daughters go through school recently, Ed,
right.
and you know that it's far from that now.
Yeah, you just add a couple of zeros, it's the same.
Not too bad, but now I spend that every single year, and so do many other Ed Slott-trained advisors, in tuition and travel costs and just the time that we invest in this to become knowledgeable and, like you said, become specialists in this area. But more importantly, having access to you and your technical team
right.
is an advancement that I brag about all the time to people. So thank you very much for that. Ed, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to get into some meat and potatoes, as we say here in the Midwest, about
okay.
some of the retirement accounts that are out there and then some of the rules that people need to be aware of. I also want to talk a little bit about Zuckerberg of Facebook. I just read something recently that we've talked a lot about on this show, using the backdoor method of putting money into a Roth IRA, how he's been doing this for a long time with his Facebook stock, and now he has over $2 or maybe even $3 million in a Roth IRA. That's a good idea. We'll be right back, folks, with Ed Slott. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. Your Money with David Hayes. Ed Slott is my guest, of course, the founder of IRAHELP.com. You just heard it on the commercial we ran about the book. And Ed, as a person looks at retirement accounts, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, simple SEPs, 457s, golly, there's a lot of them out there, and there's different rules with each and every one of them and different distribution rules as well. My head would spin if I wasn't in this business.
Yeah, you wonder how an average advisor keeps up with this. And the answer is, they don't. That's why it's so dangerous. That's why you need an advisor that has the training, and most don't. They're trained in investments, but that's not enough. You know, once you have saved all that money, your mission is to make it last as long as possible. And if you lose it to taxes, and remember, when you lose money in the stock market, you lose it in points. When you lose your retirement savings to taxes, you lose it in chunks that don't come back, and you don't have the time to go back to work and start saving again. So it is really a critical problem that faces millions, tens of millions of people that probably don't know that their advisor doesn't know what they need them to know. And the problem with the advisor is they don't know that they don't know until it's too late. So you have this a situation waiting to hit critical mass when people will start just losing chunks of their retirement savings until they realize, and I'm doing my part with public television, educating consumers, educating advisors, but until enough people realize, you know what, I need a better educated advisor, someone who can specialize and help me in that second half of the game, getting that money out without losing it to tax mistakes that I can't correct.
People are always amazed whenever I ask them, hey, how much is your IRA balance? And they might say $200,000, $250,000.
Right.
But what if you had to take it all out and spend it today? How much is it worth? Well, it's worth about $1.80 at best.
Yeah.
You know. So Ed's talking about the taxes on retirement accounts. And Ed, you've referred to it as a mortgage. And the bigger that IRA gets, retirement account gets, the bigger the mortgage is. And that mortgage is the tax man.
Right. Most people don't realize a lot of their IRA or 401k is owed right back to the government. but you can employ strategies which it starts sooner rather than later to start transitioning that money to tax-free territory, like doing Roth conversions or even using the tax benefits of tax-free life insurance. These are ways of moving, well, I always like to say in the theme of my public television show, Ed Slott's Retirement Roadmap, is moving your money from accounts that are forever taxed to accounts that are never taxed. The best retirement is a tax-free retirement because you don't have to share your hard-earned money with the government anymore. But you need a plan to get there, and that's why you need somebody to guide you through the process.
And it's not just about income taxes. All the means testing that I'm sure we're going to face, we're already facing it with Medicare and the Medicare Part B premiums that just came out.
Yeah, we call them stealth taxes because they're under the radar. And in case you're getting hit with that, what those are taxes where the congressmen tell you, well, let's put it a different way. No congressman wants to look at you or see you on TV and say to you, I'm raising your taxes. None of them want to do that.
Right.
So what do? They raise them anyway in ways they hope you won't notice. By going under the radar, instead of raising your taxes, they phase out or cut or reduce your tax deductions, your tax exemptions, your tax benefits, your tax credits. So in the end, you pay more tax, but they can still go on TV and say, we didn't raise your taxes. Yeah, but I'm paying more.
Yeah, right. And we're going to be talking later in the program about the inherited IRA and how it's under attack and possibly will be eliminated. Ed, to your point about the lack of training with advisors, and again, we lean heavily on your technical consultants so that we don't have to always remember every little detail. You guys gave a survey to over, I think, 500 different financial advisors, and it was a question on how many required minimum distributions are necessary from this situation. And you gave a situation or a scenario of two. This person had two IRAs, two 401ks, two 403bs, and an inherited IRA from both his mother and his father. And if you didn't know the aggregation rules or what you can aggregate and what you can't, you might miss this. And in fact, I think the only 17% or something of advisors out there.
In other words, you missed the statistic before that. This was of a pool of advisors. We first did a survey to say, how good do you feel about your knowledge of these rules? And, of course, over 80% said, oh, we know everything.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is they don't know that they don't know, like I said. So of those people who said they know everything, less than 25% got the wrong answer out of four choices, which means you could have flipped a coin and done better.
Yeah, well, I was looking at it before the show, and of course, I knew the answer because I've studied with you so much, but the IRAs can be aggregated, the 401ks cannot, the 403bs can, and the inheritance cannot, so I thought,
let me just explain, in case somebody's listening and says, what do I care about aggregation rules?
What's the big deal?
Because if you're blowing your required minimum distributions, let's say you have a 401k and an IRA, and you don't know where to take the required distributions from, you may come up short. In fact, you might get a double whammy, a double tax hit, by taking too much from one, which means you're paying more tax there, and not enough from another, which means you're paying a 50% penalty on the amount you should have taken. Missing those rules, forget about the name, aggregation rules, could cost you a fortune. This is how you lose your retirement savings.
You know, as you talk about the 50% penalty for not taking the right amount from your retirement accounts, Ed, I can tell you that when I tell people that, they're completely blown away. They say, I can't believe that's true. And what's happening is those 5498s that you get in the mail that say what your balance is, that means the IRS gets that, too. They're finding out how much you have in your account, and they're backtracking that and connecting the dots to see if you took it out. Because back in the old days, there wasn't really that much connectivity in between the IRS and retirement accounts, so you could kind of slide by and maybe not actually have to pay it. But nowadays, it's much, much different. Hey, Ed, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Yeah, but on that, the point we were making, the advisors don't know the rules.
That's
the
right.
The people you're relying on, the people you're paying to help you, are actually costing you money. That's my point. That's why you need an educated advisor desperately at this point.
So I guess if you want this this quiz, this test. We're happy to provide one to you, and you can give it to your advisor. Just give me a heads up if you're going to give it to me so I can brush up a little bit. Hey, Ed, real quick, something that we've been doing for a while, clarified recently. A lot of people here in our area work for factories, a lot of General Motors people, GE, and for years, they have put some of their money into their plans on an after-tax basis. So now when we get ready to roll that money out into an IRA, sometimes there's 40, 50, 60, hundreds of thousands of dollars in after-tax money. It's been pretty clear now that they can do something pretty cool with that money, right?
Right. If you know what you're doing, again, I have to give you a caveat because most advisors don't know what I'm about to say. I know you know, Dave, because you're educated on that. We've covered that at our education training sessions. But if you do it right, and that's a big if, because if you do it wrong, you'll just have a mess and a lot of tax. But if you do it right, you can actually move those after-tax plan funds to a Roth IRA tax-free, a tax-free Roth conversion if it's done correctly under the guidance of a highly educated advisor.
I think you called it a mega backdoor.
Mega backdoor Roth,
yeah. Pretty cool. And then we've been using the backdoor method to put money into Roth IRAs for people that make over the income limits for quite some time. And I don't know if you saw this, but Zuckerberg from Facebook, he's been, I guess, doing this for some time and now has almost $3 million in a Roth IRA.
It might be some valuation issues on that one, though.
there could be. And basically, folks, the point is if you make too much money to put money into a Roth, there's techniques that you can use. Again, highly trained advisors need to be involved in that process. Otherwise, you can mess it up. Ed, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, making sure your beneficiaries are correct and planning correctly. We're going to be right back with Ed Slott. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. Your Money with David Hayes. Ed Slott, the country's IRA expert, according to the Wall Street Journal, is my guest. And that comeback music right there was right up Ed's alley. We're going to talk to Ed a little bit about beneficiary planning, Ed. I mean, as you talk about the beneficiary form, the way we've described it here on the show, and I probably stole it from you, is the will of the money is the beneficiary form. It's not your will. It's not your trust. It's the beneficiary form that directs where that money goes when you die. And a lot of people have that stuff completely messed up.
Right. The beneficiary form for your IRA or 401k or your annuities. Bad things happen when these are not checked. Children can get disinherited. You can have unintended beneficiaries, uneven beneficiaries. There's lots of cases where, for example, three children are supposed to get equally. That's what it says in the will, but on the beneficiary form, they only listed one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who's going to get it, and that starts fights. Or divorce. It can unwind divorce agreements. Ex-spouses walk away with the court's approval. And the fact that I said with the court's approval mean they had a long, bloody court battle, which lasts many times years and tears families apart and wipes out family money when all of this could have been corrected if you worked with an advisor that checked beneficiary forms as events in your life change. That's one of the things we drum in, as you know, Dave, at our meetings, we drum in the newest cases, checking beneficiary forms whenever there's a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, you had a new grandchild, new tax law. Any change in the factors you relied on may require an update to the beneficiary form, and that's number one. You know, of all the modules in the series we give you to train on, that's number one. And that's something that every advisor should be doing. Are they doing it? Most are not. And the real problem is in the 401ks, because people think if you're working for a company that have a 401k, many workers think, oh, I'm sure the plan took care of it. They're not taking care of it. How do they know who you want to leave your money to?
Right. You know, actually, we studied in Denver a few weeks ago for the LEAT group meeting.
Right.
And studied a case where a person had a 401k. He was divorced. He then put his kids on as beneficiaries. He remarried. He died, and the money went to the new wife, even though she wasn't listed as the primary beneficiary, Ed, because some of these plans, these ERISA plans, and that's a little technical on the terminology, folks, says that the spouse has to sign off to allow someone else to be the beneficiary, and that's, again, something that can easily be looked over.
Yeah, and that in that case, the spouse, the new wife, got all the money, and they were only married 6 weeks. And three children were disinherited.
Yeah, and I've had that case come up over my career where I've been able to circumvent and fix those problems before they happen, but you can't fix them once you're dead.
Right.
That's a big one. Inherited IRAs, Ed, for a long time we've talked about when you pass away, a properly titled inherited IRA would allow a beneficiary, non-spousal beneficiary or spousal beneficiary, to only be required to take a minimum distribution out over their life expectancy while continuing to defer those taxes, commonly known as the stretch IRA. But as we've learned in the classes that we've attended through the elite group, the inherited IRA is under attack, likely to go away, enforce these distributions out over a five-year period of time. I want you to talk a little bit about that and also how a lot of us have been doing Roth conversions for people with the intention of leaving that behind and allowing a tax-free stretch IRA. If this goes through, that could really disrupt some of the planning.
It could disrupt some of the planning. What we're talking about is more money has to come out sooner. And as usual, the government thinks they're going to get a windfall on this. But what's going to happen, it's going to force smart people to do the planning they probably should have been doing all along. Maybe turning those IRAs into tax leverage vehicles like life insurance, and they'll have better than a stretch IRA, and they won't have any taxes, and they don't have to bother with the tax rules, and they can, if they're worried about their kids, even run it through a trust and get creditor and divorce and bankruptcy protection. So there is a silver lining. If they do that, the government will lose money, not make money on that, because people will run to other avenues if they have advisors that can guide them through the silver lining.
Because most people that have smaller IRAs, the kids are beneficiaries, they don't stretch it anyway. They just take
right.
it out and pay
right.
the tax. But it's the larger retirement accounts that stretch. And like Ed said, then you get into some more advanced planning and wealth transfer ideas, which could include the tax-free treatment of life insurance. So I think this probably will backfire on them. I actually have taken on the role of being somewhat of a congressional advisor, fortunately, with our local congressman. And one of the things I told him, you know, leave the stretch alone. Everybody's worried about having an income stream for their kids and grandkids. Maybe if they want another revenue increaser, and I was going to ask you, Ed, if you've heard anything about this, to change the way required minimum distributions are calculated, because as you and I know, currently it's based on a table that assumes you have a spouse 10 years younger, regardless of whether you're married or how old
right.
your spouse is. If they move to a single life table, like the inherited IRA table, then you force out a little more money earlier on while the person's living. Have you heard anything?
I haven't really heard, but that could be an option. I mean, you know, they're looking at these nook and cranny ways to, you know, cut around the edges to raise revenue, because they don't want to dig right in and say, here we are, we're raising your
right.
taxes, we're
right.
doing what we have to do. So, as I said before, they just find all these other Band-Aid type approaches to get the same result. They should just call it what it is, we're raising your taxes. And that's why I'm so big on moving it to tax-free, to protect against the uncertainty of what future higher tax rates, and they will be coming, will do to your retirement dreams.
Right, exactly. One more thing on beneficiary planning. Ed, a lot of people will come in and say, hey, I want to leave some money to my church or favorite charity, and the attorney that helped them draft their documents will say, hey, list your charity on as a beneficiary, but sometimes that can be a looming mistake as well.
Well, an IRA is a good asset to give to a charity, but if you're going to do that, make sure you do it with a separate IRA. It's not good to mix, say, individuals with charities without going through the complicated tax rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it from me as a practical measure. If you want to give to charity, first of all, you can do it during lifetime only if they reinstate this qualified charitable distribution provision, which is out for 2015, but probably will come back. But that's only for IRA owners 70 and a half or older. But if you want to leave part of your IRA to charity, if you're charitably inclined, do it through a separate IRA and leave that IRA to charity and only to charity, and carve out that amount, whatever it is. And that's a great gift to charity, because you're giving them a tax-infested IRA, except they don't pay tax.
Right.
So you're better off giving your family the assets that don't have tax and give the charity the one with tax.
We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll have Ed for one more segment, and we want to ask him about leaving IRA money or retirement money to minors as beneficiaries, if that's a good idea. And also, a little-known opportunity that I'm starting to hear more about is called a qualified longevity annuity contract. Maybe that's a way to boot those required minimum distributions a little further down the road. And then also, before we let him go, are Roth conversions still a good idea for wealth transfer if they do eliminate the stretch IRA? So we'll be right back with Ed Sloth, the country's IRA expert. This is Your Money with David Hayes. All right, folks, if you missed any of this show and you're listening to it and you think, man, I'd like to hear it in its entirety, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, and always on WGCLradio.com. Ed Sloth, the country's IRA expert, the author of the Retirement Savings Time Bomb, How to Diffuse It, Parlaying Your IRA into a Family Fortune, Retirement Decision Guide, all kinds of great stuff. And also now in his third or fourth, I can't even remember, public television special, Ed Sloth.
I don't remember either. I think it might even be my fifth.
Could be your fifth. It's kind of like when you have a lot of kids. You just kind of, I don't know how many I have. So, Ed, let's talk real quick about leaving retirement accounts to minors as beneficiaries. A lot of folks do it. They put down their kids. They're 14, 15 years old. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, you can do it. Can you do it? First is yes. It's generally a bad idea. Because when they hit the age of majority, it's their money. Even if you leave it to them in a uniform gift or transfer to minors account, depending on the age, 18 or 21, what is it in Indiana there?
It's 18.
So at 18, it's their money. And, you know, that's the last thing you need is an 18-year-old going to college or, you know, getting out of high school, whatever, and going into the world with a stash of money, mm-hmm. Several hundred thousand. It's not going to last long.
I had a friend in college that had a windfall of cash, and he bought pizzas for everyone. I mean, it was great. And by the time he was a junior, he was home because he was out of money.
Well, so, you know, there's a saying. Actually, I said it on my public television show. You know, it can take you, meaning the person who saved it, listening to this show, because I know the 15-year-old's not listening, or maybe, you never know. But it can take you 40 years to earn it and them 40 minutes to blow it.
That's right. I've seen it as well. Hey, also, Ed, I want to talk about the little-known opportunity that's out there for people who maybe want to kick the can down the road some on their required minimum distributions. We learned about it in our fall class that we had in Nevada. We talked a little bit about it while we were in Denver a couple weeks ago. The qualified longevity annuity contracts. Explain how that works and what it is.
Well, it's a way to trim down. Let's say it's 70 and a half and you have these required minimum distributions. And if you're worried about outliving your money, you could carve off an amount. Now, it is limited to $100,000, 125% or $100,000. And you could take that money off of your required distribution if you buy one of these annuities without getting too detailed that kick in at 85. That's why they call them longevity annuities, because at 85, if you follow the payout schedule, you might be running down to the bottom of the barrel of your IRAs, so you may want to have an annuity that kicks in at that point. So the benefit here is if you put some of the money, and again, it is limited to a percentage or an amount, and if you do that, that money kicks in at 85, so you don't run out of money, but you don't have to include that in the calculation of your required distribution. So it could lower your required distribution amount slightly.
Yeah, I know for years.
And it's new. You may not find it in a lot of places.
Yeah, we're just now starting to see companies come out with products to address this. And it's it's something we've heard a lot about for a long time, that the government is going to begin putting some incentives in place so that people don't run out of money using these.
Yeah, by the way, it's $125,000. I think I said $100,000.
Yeah, 25% up to $125,000. Hey, on the Roth conversions, long proponent of this, you know, converting small amounts, large amounts, whatever, over into a Roth, still a terrific idea. But, Ed, when it comes to the possible elimination of the inherited stretch IRA, is it still a decent idea for people, you know, in their 60s or 70s
to do it? No, I would tell somebody not to do it. In the past, if somebody 90 years old said, should I convert? I would say if you're doing it for your grandkids, absolutely, because they can go out 80 years. But if the government cuts it down to 5 years, I would say don't bother. Take the money out, put it in a life insurance policy. They'll have plenty more than they ever would have had with the stretch, and it could be protected, and it's tax-free.
Yeah, and under IRS code 7702, the tax-free treatment of life insurance is pretty well laid out. And I have not heard anybody talking about the elimination of that. So could it change?
Right. No, sure. No, no, no. Let me tell you something. The tax exemption for life insurance, and I don't sell life insurance, as you know, but in case somebody listening is thinking I'm a shill for the life, no, I'm a tax advisor. But the single biggest benefit in the tax code is that huge tax exemption for life insurance. And if you're wondering if it's so good, won't they take it away? We're talking about all these things they're taking away. No. It's the oldest provision in the tax code. The tax exemption for life insurance was in the very first tax code in 1913, and it's not going anywhere.
That's good to know. Ed Slott has been my guest. He, of course, is the country's IRA expert, the author of many great-selling books, and also the primary star of We Think 5 public television specials, so look for him. And Ed, if people want to find an elite IRA advisor in their area, of course, they can go to
IRAhelp.com and find somebody just like David Hayes, who I will say, because he might not have said it, is a founding member, because he, like other advisors, very few, wanted to be educated to help their clients through the rest of the way, the second half through retirement, where it really counts in the second half of the game, not losing it to uninformed advisors or tax mistakes that can't be fixed. You need an educated advisor. So look it up there. You'll see advisors like David Hayes, and I'm telling you, it's less than 1% of the advisors in the country, much less.
You know, Ed, I remember it was about 11 years ago I attended your two-day class, and I came out of that with my eyes like totally open, thinking, I don't know anything. And, of course, back then I was almost like a teenager in the business. I thought I knew everything.
Right.
So after 11 years of studying with you, I still think I don't know anything. So every time we get together, I certainly enjoy it, and I've appreciate your friendship and your mentoring that you've done for me and the other members of the elite group. So have a great weekend, and I'll probably see you at the next big meeting.
And keep doing the great work you're doing for your clients.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Folks, okay. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap up the big show. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Thank you, everyone, for hanging around on the big show, Your Money with David Hayes. Hope you enjoyed it. Ed's a very entertaining and informative guy, as you can tell. I've known him a very long time. You catch the show Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, and always on WGCLradio.com. And Ed just texted me, good job, so I'll text him back in just a second. You know, it's funny, I'm on the radio every Thursday night. I've been doing this for a really, really long time. Saturday mornings, of course, was my staple for many, many years. And inevitably, my best friends, my family members are calling and texting me right during the middle of the show, and it's happened tonight just as well. I'm always like, hey, I'm on the show. I'm on the radio. They're like, oh, yeah, I forgot. So when Ed talked about how the 15-year-old isn't listening to the show and that people who have resources and are interested in this stuff are listening to the show, I can tell you that even people that are close to you and love you and spend time with you and related to you aren't always listening to the show. Hey, I wanted to let folks know that I had three e-books left, free e-book copies of our book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. Just three. That's all I have left. I found a few more after a couple weeks ago we offered that up. I had 10 left. We got rid of all of those. So if you're listening to the show, you'd like a free e-book copy of our book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, the resource for adults ages 50 and older, shoot me an email at cfci.us, contact us and just say, would like the ebook, and I'll have Jackie send that to you, the code and how to do it. So I just have three left. So first come, first serve. And if you'd like to know more about Ed Slott and what he does for America, go to IRAhelp.com. It's a tremendous resource guide. I mean, regardless of whether you're looking for an elite advisor or not, it's a tremendous, tremendous resource to go to become more educated about what is, for most people, their biggest asset, their retirement accounts, and they pay little attention to it. You know, people spend more time planning vacations than they do worrying about planning for their tax-free and tax-efficient distribution of income during retirement. So last week we talked a little bit about some, I think we were calling them risk management strategies, and we did it throughout the show with Rod Holloway. And I said if I had a little bit of time this week, I would talk about some of the risk management strategies when you're taking income from investments during retirement. And of course, this is a really good segue from having Ed Slott, the country's IRA distribution expert, with me on the show. So some of the things that we have done to help reduce the risk, and first of all, the big risk is your sequence of returns. And like Ed said, you know, you could have made 30% per year in the accumulation phase, but when you get to the distribution phase, the first few years out of the gate are extremely important. And if you're using a withdrawal method of, let's say, 4 or 5%, you increase that with inflation each and every year, you can run different sequences of returns, and one person has millions of dollars left over at the end of 20 years, and one person runs completely dead out of money well before that. And it all has to do with how you get out of the gate. If you have negative returns out of the gate, and then positive returns later with less money, you may run out of money. Now, if you come out of the gate firing and you have a big 10, 20, 30% year back to back to back, you're probably going to be okay. My concern is right now, where are we in the market? We just had another S&P 500 high. Do you think the market's going to go up from here, sideways from here, or down from here? I think the sequence of returns is a risk that needs to be managed. So we also moved into this income for income, growth for growth model. It's really difficult, and that is you put enough money aside in interest-bearing and dividend-paying investments to give you the income you need each month. Everything else goes into growth for long-term. And then as time goes on, if you have some growth, you peel off the growth, put more on the income side. The problem with that is interest rates are so low, you have to put so much money on the income side, you don't have any left for the growth side. So one of the strategies that I used back in the early 90s, and it worked so well we quit doing it, is our motto in the industry. I went back to it, and that's usually more the pool or bucket method, and that's investing for the day and time that you need the money. Well, we find that method in today's environment to be pretty good when it comes to managing risk during the income phase in retirement, where we are in the interest rate cycle, where we are in the stock market cycle. And that's just simply saying money that I need for the next 3 or 4 years is invested this way. Money I don't need for 20 years is invested this way. That way, the 20-year bucket, if it's invested totally in equities and the market goes down 20% from here, you're going to say that stinks. I understand that. But I have 20 years to recover or 19 more years to recover. But money I need for the next year, two, three, I don't want that money in the equity market. I want that in more stable value, even though I'm going to give up return. You may only make 1% or 2% on that money. At least I know it's there for cash flow. So those are some of the risk management strategies we use when taking income from investments during retirement. If you'd like to know more of that, just shoot us an email, again, at cfci.us, and I'll take care of you. And again, if you'd like a free copy of our ebook, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, a resource for adults ages 50 and over, I have three left, so shoot me an email, cfci.us. And again, please go check out Ed at irahelp.com. You'll be glad you did. And finally, J&S Locksmith, where you'll find everything for the residential and commercial outdoor technician, J&S, at 508 West 17th Street in B-Town. Check them out. Folks, we'll be back next Thursday night live. We appreciate you so much for hanging out. Talk to you later. Goodbye. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Guest opinions on this show do not necessarily represent those of the radio station, David Hayes, or CFCI. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC registered investment advisor, 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.